Hi, everybody. First of all, I want to announce that we're going to put Felix on the IL today. We're recalling D.L. Hall as a replacement for him as a corresponding move. We all saw him leaving the game last night. Early indications are that he has some degree of injury to the ulnar collateral ligament. It is less than 24 hours right now, and that's all I got. He's going on the IL. We don't have a plan beyond that. We have not firmed up any type of timetable or anything of those nature. So, you know, we're bringing up DL, putting him in the bullpen, and trying to win this game tonight, and then working on doing the right thing for Felix.
So there is, like you said, it's early, but a possibility that it is in a shape where he could return this season?
I'll say this. I mean, it looks early indications, you know, from the diagnostics that we've done are that he's got some degree of injury to his ulnar collateral ligament. I think anyone can go on Google and find the spectrum of outcomes or possibilities that that might entail, and I really am not informed or confident enough yet at this point to add to that if somebody's interested. So that's all we really have or know.
Like, at this point, are you banking on the depth that you have in the pen, especially on the back end, to be able to cover somewhat?
A Felix Bautista absence, even if it's a short one, is not something that's easy to cover. He's the best reliever in baseball right now, but we do have many talented arms. I think, you know, we've got Hall back healthy. We've got other high velocity, high stuff guys kind of emerging here, and this is a talented group, a very resilient group, and some guys are going to get an opportunity to really make their impact down here for the next foreseeable stretch of games. So I'm excited for DL that he's made it all the way back. He had a rough year himself starting off, and he put a lot of good work in. I think you'll see he looks great, and it's a big opportunity for him.
Is John Means a possibility to go to the bullpen?
We haven't decided yet, you know, when he rejoins the team, whether it's more likely to be in the rotation or the bullpen. He had a really good game in Bowie, and he had a good game in Norfolk. I do think that there's signs that he still could shake off some more rust, but he's looking very good and is still primed to join this team. But, you know, as we just learned last night, best laid plans in baseball, and on a day-to-day basis, whether he's, you know, what his role is going to be exactly, it's foolish of me to waste too much time speculating until we get to the day.
Like you said, Felix is the best reliever in baseball. Just how tough of news is this?
You know, it's something that, you know, you tried not to imagine throughout the season just because of the impact that he was having and the dominance that he was exhibiting. But this is baseball. This is pitching. And, you know, we are far from the only team and far from the only AL East team, you know, to face adversity in the form of injury to star impact players. So, you know, the group's gonna rally around itself, and, you know, we'll figure out ways to do the best that we can for however long his absence is. But it's obviously, I'm most sad for Felix himself, because, I mean, this was just a dream season that he had, you know, was having, and, you know, made the All-Star team and the numbers he was putting up. But it's all temporary.
What's next as we go about determining how severe the injury is to Felix and how long he should be out?
You know, we get diagnostic tests, which we, you know, we've done, and maybe we're still in the process of finalizing everything that we want to do there. Maybe a little bit of time is helpful sometimes to do those right on the heels within hours of an injury. You know, can be a little misleading because there's inflammation or whatever. And then, you know, we want to get the appropriate number of opinions. We want to coordinate with his camp, and, you know, it's just something that takes longer than 19 hours for me to come out and explain to the public. So we're going to do our full medical process and come up with a great plan.
Was Felix still on,
but you're still a few days between August 31st. Are you looking now to try and pick up somebody off the waiver wire for the bullpen?
They got to be put on waivers first, so we're always looking at it, but that's something that's not inside my control. I do think if we don't, even in light of this injury, I feel like we have a good number of options to get us down the stretch. With some guys kind of emerging, settling in, getting healthy, coming up, guys in AAA. You're always looking for more, but if this is the group that we have, we're ready to go to battle with this group for the rest of September and hopefully beyond.
Was Felix dealing with any sort of soreness or fatigue in his elbow before yesterday?
No, not at all. I mean, I don't want to speculate, but it just looked to me like that one particular pitch may have been some unfortunate movement pattern or something. I don't know, but he was not having any issues prior to that pitch.
Obviously, given
plan for the reintroductory of DL in terms of leverage and role?
He's going into the bullpen. Hyder's going to use him when he wants to use him. I think especially now with our closer being on the IL, we're probably going to see some of the patterns that we've gotten accustomed to get shifted around a little bit, and we'll see how it shakes out. You saw a guy like Jacob Webb end up in a setup role within a couple of days. So, it's just going to be kind of up to Hyde and DL and the hitters, and we'll see what happens. I really am confident and hopeful that he's going to be a shot in the arm, though. I saw him in Norfolk the other day. He's just in a really good spot right now.
Do you organizationally still view him as a potential starter?
Yeah, this is not a career move. We'll see after the season, but he's going to be a reliever for the rest of the year. I think it made a ton of sense on a number of levels that we did that, just given where he was in his development arc, and then having the missed time on top of that coming into this, and then the needs of our team right now and where we are in the calendar. This was kind of a no-brainer to put him in the bullpen once he got healthy, but we'll revisit that at spring training next year.
Mike, I guess Tyler Wells pitched the 8th on Wednesday, pitched the 9th last night. What's next for him?
He's still kind of adjusting into being a short reliever, so that's something we've want to be a little bit careful with coming off of being a starter, and then now you're maybe being asked to pitch back-to-back days or getting up in the bullpen and kind of having the unpredictability that comes with that role. But it's good to see him down there, and I hope we get him up here soon. We've also got rosters expanding on September 1st, so that could be a factor too. But there are a number of guys in Norfolk right now who could be here or deserve to be here, or we're very comfortable having here. We've just got depth and roster constraints right now where we've got a few big leaguers with the Tides right now, but they're we're using our whole 40-man roster. Those guys are a part of this team as anyone, they're going to be ready if their name is called.
Given Tyler Wells's experience pitching out of the bullpen, what's the organization's confidence in him in that role? It's obviously much different than what he was in the first half of the season.
I think that does give us a little better level of confidence that we sort of know what it looks like. He knows what it looks like. He's proven that he's able to do it and handle the situational elements of it. So that's definitely been in the back of our minds when we made the decision to shorten him up here for the stretch run.
Do you have any update on Jack Flaherty?
As of right now, I expect we'll see him pitch tomorrow. So that's the plan, that should be good. We need all the pitching help we can get.
Is Kerstad a possibility to be called up next week?
Yeah, I mean, look, anytime you're hitting well in AAA, you start getting discussed by the manager and the major league staff in the front office, and he's definitely entered that conversation. But there are other players, other position players too, that could make sense. And as I just said, I know it sounds kind of crazy, but things change day to day. We get a little injury to some particular position player or something, it's going to necessitate something that I'm not foreseeing right now. But Heston is having a wonderful season, especially given the context of everything that's brought him to this point. He looks great. He's not necessarily gone through or seen everything that he could or will see in AAA, so it's still not, you know, a waste from a development standpoint that he's getting those at-bats. But he has entered the conversation about the Major League roster in a legitimate way, and certainly a candidate for any part of the stretch run here coming up, should we decide he's the guy.
With Jack Flaherty, is the hope or expectation that whatever he has been dealing with the past week or so is kind of behind him, and that he can have a, you know, go forward the rest of the season down the stretch run?
Yeah, I think that's a good way of putting it, the hope and expectation. You know, these guys, these players are, this has been a long season, not just for the Orioles, for everyone. This is the time of year where, you know, people have bumps and bruises. And, you know, similar to our young Orioles starters, you know, Jack has a good bit of innings himself, and then his innings platforms the last couple of years were much below that because of the injuries that he had. So, you know, he's a guy that needs some TLC this time of year too, and that's a big part of what, you know, we're doing this six-man rotation to help mitigate the fact that these guys are getting pushed beyond what they've done already, and he's part of that.
When you do this roster math on a daily basis, the fact that Jorge Mateo can play anywhere up the middle except for center, the fact that we've seen a second baseman and a first baseman both play corner outfield, even here some in left field where it's arduous, does that, I guess, is there any solace or comfort in that, that, hey, if we do need to go a little heavy on the pitching side, that we have some dudes who can kind of fill some different roles?
Well, it does. It's been a very, as you said, a flexible roster that allows us to accommodate day-to-day injuries. But to be clear, the rules now for September call-ups, it's not what it used to be. It's two extra roster spots, and then you're only allowed one extra pitcher. So we could go heavy on the positional side. I'm not really seeing that. I think it's likely that we're 14 and 14. But that's all we're allowed in terms of pitchers. And then if you want to change who the pitchers are, you can option through them as if it's a normal part of the year. But we've had a lot of nights this season, as any team does, where a certain player is not available. We don't want to put them on the IL because we don't lose them for 10 days. And absolutely the fact that we've got a pretty dynamic group that has positional flexibility has helped us withstand some of those nights that we're playing short on the positional side.